There's a saying, the rest of the world feasts on what America throws away. And then there's a statistic that could stop you in your tracks. 30 to 50% of our food production ends up in the trash. I mean, that's a pretty stunning number, especially in this economy. I mean, it's like saying our garbage is us. Well, this reality is growing the freegans movement, freegans dumpster dive, because of their beliefs. Journalist Scarlett Lindemann took months to dig into what this movement is about. Her article, Freegans, The Refined Art of Dumpster Diving, appeared in the journal Gastronomica. Scarlett, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So you actually went out and went dumpster diving with a group of freegans. What was that experience like?
Well, it was amazing and initially very shocking. If you have never dumpster dived before, I think it is impossible to comprehend just how much food, good food, is being thrown away. And it's really a visual shock. You have to do it to comprehend.
But it also is something that's so off-putting for people. You know, the idea of going into the garbage to look for food, and is that food safe, and how do you know? You know, all those things that come into your mind when you start to contemplate it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very easy to understand the aversion and the disgust to dumpster diving. And I think eating from the trash, especially by choice, it's a complex and loaded act, one that transgresses public space and dining habits, and when it's done intentionally, it's even more taboo.
How do the people who do this, who believe in it, how do they actually go about doing it?
The people who do this may or may not self-identify as freegans, but freegans is a term that arose in the late to mid-1990s, a combination of free and vegan, though not all freegans are subscribed to a vegan diet.
Right.
But they use food and food waste as sort of the core of their activism and their ecological consciousness. And there's a wide range of backgrounds, incomes, ages, and variance in how often people dumpster dive or how much they take from the trash. But they're all sort of linked together by wanting to waste less and becoming more self-sufficient and highlighting how much good food goes into the trash every day. So it depends on how often they go out, but they'll go out onto a New York City street, and New York City tends to be a great place to dumpster dive because all of the trash is set into the public realm on the sidewalk.
Right.
And it's not illegal. If you are careful, which many of the freegans are, they usually leave the garbage bags more tidy than when they first find them.
So what did you actually do when you went out with them? How does this happen?
So normally they're organized through the internet. There are a number of meetup groups, Facebook groups, social media to organize. And they'll do sort of like dumpster diving 101, where they'll set a time and a place, and people, anyone, can come out and join and experience with them what it's like to dumpster dive, and they sort of guide and instruct along the way. So you meet up with them, and it's timed very carefully because they tend to know when stores throw their trash out. So they'll meet up at outside of a Trader Joe's, for example, or a supermarket on the Upper West Side, and carefully start to open the bags and pull through them. And they kind of can tell the certain bags by the weight and the feel. And after doing it so many times, you sort of understand what the contents may be or whether it's a good bag to open or not.
Uh-huh.
Some of them wear gloves, some of them don't. But you start to pull through, and sometimes supermarkets have compost bins where they will throw carrots and, you know, bruised apples, and you sort through and you pick and you inspect and you poke and maybe you smell. And, you know, you can lessen the risk by many of them don't take meat or dairy or eggs, but they pick and pare down stuff that they can probably cook later, like raw vegetables or packaged foods, which I think, comprise the most amount of trash. Just so much food is thrown away from being bent or torn. The packaging is ripped or something spills on it. Even though the food is, inside, safe, good to eat, it's unsellable.
Right. You talked about in the article, though, there's a very old heritage to this.
Absolutely. I think the practice of gathering casts off food is as old as agriculture, and there's a long history of gleaning, and though dumpster diving may look different from picking up forgotten potatoes in a field, it is essentially the same thing.
Interesting. It seems, too, that are there more people doing it now than were doing it before?
Maybe. I mean, with the current economic and environmental situation, I think this topic grows more salient. And as we all grapple with systemic excess, with food insecurity, with sustainability, I can only see that this would become more popular.
Yeah, interesting. Scarlett, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Scarlett Lindemann's article, Freegans, The Refined Art of Dumpster Diving, was published in the spring 2012 issue of Gastronomica.